And boom.
Scoot this way a little bit. There we go. What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guy not chasing the dream. I'm your host, Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. And today, goddammit, with the melodicness of the voice as she tells you to clap your hands, we have Poetic Tweet on the side of me. How's everybody? Oh,
it should be the clap.
There you go. We got a little clap. What's happening, Tweet? How's it going?
I'm vibing.
Yes. It took you a minute to get here.
Yeah.
It's new for me, too.
Yeah. It's like year two driving.
Yeah.
Ever.
Wait.
What?
What? You've only been driving for 2 years?
2 to 3.
What? Texas is the place you started to...
Mm-hmm. First San Antonio, though.
Oh,
it's
no.
More chill.
Yeah, this is not the place to be driving to say we
I hate
just
it. That's the only part. That's the only part that made me miss San Antonio.
Oh, my goodness. How long you been out in Texas for? Just Texas in general. How long you been out here for?
3 years.
3 years. You sure?
21, 22.
Oh, okay. So after the pandy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been out here for 4. So yeah. I'm a New Orleanian. New Orleanian.
Oh.
Jesus, couldn't get it out for some reason. I never had that problem before. I don't know what the hell is that.
You know?
Yeah, but but I'm here. Like we are transplants in this thing. You know, how are you enjoying Texas so far? Well, Houston.
Houston is cool.
Like that's all I have for it.
I wish that I could have like the relaxation of San Antonio, but in Houston, you know.
I haven't
like
been
the traffic,
to San Antonio.
The roads, everything is just.
Yeah, I haven't been to San Antonio, but Houston is. I've lived in California for about a year, and Los Angeles is one thing.
I've never been
to be in. The L.A. portion of California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would do well out in California.
I don't think I want to stay out there.
No. Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought that I would love to stay out in California. But then once you get there, it's like, no, I don't want to stay here anymore. I definitely need to leave. Like, that's
not it.
You were born and raised in Florida?
Yeah.
So you're a Southern baby.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. They don't have any type of Southern hospitality.
You think so?
In California. No. Not Florida. Not Florida. I'm talking about California.
Like,
No.
Can't be talking about Tweet.
Yeah, no. See, because that's you know what Southern hospitality is. When it comes to California, they're like, what? Hospitality? Bitch, just open the door. And it's like, oh, okay, I don't get a thank you or nothing like that.
And that's the problem. Like, women, wow.
Yeah,
sometimes it can be something else.
I've lived. I've had some endeavors in life that have opened me up to like, oh, this is what I should be doing, and like I can't worry about these people. Like, so what
at all
in your life? What got you to actually becoming a poet?
Well, first I was singing.
Okay.
Okay. I was a preacher's kid, so
really?
I had to be in a choir.
You're a
preacher's I had
daughter.
To be on the dance team, the mom ministry.
Oh wow. wow.
I had to be doing something.
Yeah.
So the rest of my family all played sports except me. Like I tried track.
Are you the youngest?
Hmm?
Are you the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest on my mom's side and the oldest on my dad's.
It's always a fun dynamic when you think about that. Like that means that actual like reunions are going to be pretty lit. Like how many siblings do you have? Oh. Nicole, she had to do the same thing just
6.
Now.
Okay. Wait.
She had to do the same thing, so don't be discouraged by it, because like I understand. You going through the names in your head?
It's 5.
It's 5. the thought process, and it's usually just a small number. It's not it's like, wait, hold on. How many?
I'm crying.
How many of us is there? That's how I am with my brother's kids. You know, how many kids your brother got? He get, oh, hold on. Damn.
I just found out my nephew is in the 11th grade. What the fuck? Like, I know I turn 30 shit. Next month, but damn, yeah, this is a lot.
The time goes by so quickly. Yeah, I'm never prepared for the time to just keep going. Like, I don't like I wake up now, my knees hurt. And I'm like, when did this start happening?
It's like, been happening for me. I don't know about you.
That's got to be you as a dance, though. That's the dancing on the praise team.
Hey.
You know, we get in the church up and moving. Yeah. So who's the preacher in the family? Your father?
Yeah, my grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather. Now, I'm very curious about that. How is it growing up in a family of such? Like, because your grandfather's a preacher. Your daddy, he didn't pick it up? Your daddy
nah.
didn't? You said it like he was a backslider. Like,
I did not say that.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not say that about my papa.
The way you took it, said, no, not at all. Like, so, I'm pretty sure he's still in the church, but he didn't. Usually,
yes, for sure.
Usually with families whose grandfathers, because being from the South as well, I know a lot of families like that. Usually it's the granddaddy, and then it's the father, and then usually it passes down to the children after that, and everybody preaches. So it stopped with your daddy. He was just like, no, I don't want to take up the preach.
No, sir.
Yeah, I get it, though. Does grandpa still preaching?
No.
No.
What?
It just seems like you're in deep thought about it. It's like, what are grandpa's doing now?
Nah, I lost him. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Well, shout out Sonny Boy. You feel me? Yeah, my dog. He had one leg and still could chicken noodle soup better than everybody.
Wait.
One leg. Fuck it up.
You can't just drop that on me.
My bad.
Out of nowhere.
I'm dead serious. You think I'm playing? You think it's like a
who is Sonny Dog?
Hoba
Johnson. What? Wait,
that's his nickname. That's what they call him, Sonny Boy.
And who is Sonny Boy?
My grandpa.
Oh, okay. Because you just threw that out of nowhere, like I know your family or something like that. You're just
nah, Sonny Boy. Never.
So you saying your grandpa was out there chicken noodle souping?
Oh yeah.
Because it's Florida.
Whatever. Whatever. Killing it. It wasn't for a long time now. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a look.
Oh, we starting off great, Tweet.
He really robbed. He really robbed. I'm telling you.
Love it. Oh, shit. Okay. So, what got you into poetry?
Fourth grade.
Wow. And you was thinking that deep in fourth grade?
Yes. We having a good time. Save you serious. Save you serious. Okay.
Fourth grade, I was shit. I was like, what crayon is this? This is, why does marker smell like fucking turquoise? You know, so that's what I was like in fourth grade. Say you was in fourth grade writing.
Yeah, I had made the highest score in the school on the writing FCAT, and we had to do like this little ceremony. Yeah. Those were the days, you know.
Yeah,
making my parents proud. I've been
Hell
doing
yeah.
this.
That's
proud
what's
of me,
up.
Proud of me, proud of me.
What were you writing in fourth grade?
Well, I was writing stories. I was writing shit. Shit was deep sometimes. Like,
why?
Or I would just have a diary. I would just, you know, I would just have a diary and I'd write our time. And then I had learned poetry in addition to me like learning how to write and stuff like that, whatever. I had started doing poetry. The goddamn diary turned into a passage of life with poems. with poems, for real. So hey, I was I don't know what it was about poetry, because people piss me off. Okay, yeah. I never forget. I ain't gonna call out him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm
not gonna... hey, you can call him out if you want to. We probably ain't gonna watch this. But let him have it.
Nah, but
you said nah.
I used to be cutting up.
So what? All right. So what is your main topic that you like to write about when it comes to writing poetry? Since you've been at it since fourth grade.
Can you believe Xavier broke up with me today?
That sounds like a fourth grade topic right there. That's exactly. I feel that. And no, I can't believe, baby. Let me know. What happened? You want to expound on this idea?
Or like, you know, just like stuff.
Yeah, I feel that.
Good stuff. I got into a little competition in like 11th grade.
Yeah.
We won second place, but you know.
Poetry competition or just a competition of singing and writing in general?
It was a talent.
Oh, so you was in a talent show, and like there's more than just and you.
I honestly don't remember. That's a great question. I should dig back deep.
Yeah, usually that's where this.
Like, how did I get there?
That's where Tell Me a Joke leads people. It's like, oh nigga, I ain't think about that in a long time. You bringing up some past memories here. I like to bring up some past memories. I've had some. I remember the first time I had to start writing is when my shrink told me. And yeah, they were like, hey, man, is this what you're thinking about all day? Yeah, man, just way too much. Because this is when I was getting diagnosed with ADHD. And so my dad brought me to a shrink and was like, I don't know what's wrong with him. And they took me there and it was like,
Y'all take care of him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got to see a Rorschach test. And they put me through a CAT scans and everything. And it was like, nah, he's got ADHD. You know, just that's give him these pills and tell him keep writing. And that's when I would continue. I thought I was going to be a rapper when I got older. I wanted to be a movie star, but I also wanted to be a rapper. And then I realized that rapping was not me because I'm not out in these streets like that. So.
Okay, you still buy. Okay, what up?
I definitely couldn't do the rapping, so I'm like,
I be trying. I be like, fuck it, let's do it.
Let's see what we got. I mean, you got a good flow. I've seen you.
I be like, trying. And I trip over my words. I'm like, yeah, all right.
I will repeat words. I will repeat things that
back
just
over.
Yeah, I kept seeing a nigga. Apparently, every time I'd rap, I'm like, I'm seeing this nigga. They're like, who you seeing, Kyle? Who? Where is he? And I was like, you know, I don't know. Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe it wasn't. It wasn't for me. So,
and you know, some people should listen to themselves. You know, yeah,
definitely. Like I couldn't at back then. I couldn't really. I couldn't really stand to hear my own voice until like
never.
I don't. Like, how did you feel when you first time got on the mic? Like, it was. How are your nerves when you get on stage?
Now or before?
Ooh, when you first did it.
Because
it seems like you had the confidence in fourth grade. You have a very confident spirit about you.
Mm. I don't really know.
How are you feeling now then when you get on stage?
Well, I got like my anxiety is pretty freaking bad.
Yeah.
Like I enjoy being on there, but I don't know. I don't know. It's some shit that started since I started, like, 28. Just, I started getting new phobias. Stairs. Like, stairs really, like, scare the fuck out of me. I hate fucking stairs.
So people staring or actual stairs?
Stairs that you walk on.
That you walk? Wait, yeah. Why?
I don't know. Every time I get to it, I just be like, oh, I just want to make sure I get my foot down.
Man. You thinking of the next step? I realize if I think of the step
and
ahead
I'm
of me,
listening.
I'm gonna definitely trip down the stairs.
And the thing is, like, I really wear heels for real, and it's just like, why I'm going up these stairs? Like, I can't walk in them or something.
That's a legitimate fear, though. Walking in heels up the stairs. And I'm sorry I told
sometimes
you to meet
at the
brown stairs.
Sometimes I don't even be happy on heels, too. It'll still be the same thing.
Oh, that's so legit. And she's like, stairs. I'm like, people stare? No stairs.
You know what?
Actual stairs. She stopped it. She's like, hell no, we getting too deep.
I can save it.
Oh, that is, hey, I so feel that. Oh, my goodness. Stairs. I've had more legit fears nowadays.
So that's not legit?
Then. No. That's definitely legit. Like I've fell down I fell up some stairs a few times.
I feel you.
That ain't never fun. You know, like
I'm
was
a Pisces.
Always
I am clumsy.
So am I. I'm a March baby. So, you know, I prefer to be in the water, goddammit. Like, my grandma used to have these stairs in the projects. My grandma, she stayed in the St. Bernard Project out of New Orleans. And their project down there, they have these iron cement stairs inside their apartments.
Iron cement.
The corner of it is iron,
cement.
But the entire thing is made of cement. Mm. So basically, they poured the cement inside the iron. It's basically a cast iron stair,
mm-hmm.
but the cement is poured on inside to make the little flat parts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going up these stairs too fast and
you might slip.
Oh, it's worse than just slipping.
Oh, no.
Like, you'll bang your shin. You ever banged your shin on the stairs before?
No.
Okay, good. Because it's
blessings.
Not nothing that you want to feel. And it's some...
That's honey.
And then
baby.
Some metal stairs. Oh, they had some kids that have fucked their shit.
Imagine you
up.
Falling down. They're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Like in the movies. They just keep bopping their head like
You definitely get concussions, bruises. You bleed from these stairs. Like, these stairs are not carpeted. These stairs are never fun. I've tripped up these stairs a few times and bust my shin open to where I'm bleeding. I'm like, I don't think these are safe at all. These are not safe stairs. Like, growing
don't
up in the projects.
Do it. Please don't do it.
Who's your favorite singer?
My favorite singer?
Yeah.
Erykah Badu.
Erykah.
But
okay.
I got like high tops.
Who's your top five? Who's your Mount Everest? Mount Rushmore. My bad. Not Everest. Mount Rushmore. So that's like four.
Erykah Badu.
Okay. Erykah.
Chrisette Michelle.
Chrisette.
Jill Scott.
Jill. Okay.
And right now, Ari Lennox.
Oh. So you got the very powerful voices up there. I like that. They're all because I used to have Chrisette Michelle's before she went bald.
I love her.
And,
oh my
and
gosh.
Went with
Trump.
Before she did that.
That'll be all, folks.
Before she did that song with Rick Ross, then she was on top of the charts. And then after that, she just changed her whole persona. And it was like, yeah. What is this? What is happening? And when it came down to listening to, I've had her one CD in, that was way back in the 2000s
so
or something like that.
So many times, come on.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's just a good story behind it. And
I can't
also
do it like
the
her,
melody.
But
yeah,
but
you be close though.
Mm-hmm,
you be close. You
know?
You definitely do try. You do give it a
at first
good
you
old
don't
college
succeed.
Try. You must try again. Get up and try again. Yes, I would assume that comes from the church side of you, to where you know everything is almost like a prophecy as you speak, which is nice. Enjoy it. How long
Love
have you, you've been out in Texas for three? When did you start going to Juan? Juan Poetry. Shout out to Amir.
Shout out, Juan. I think I moved here in 22.
Mm-hmm.
I think I moved here in 22. And I was like, okay, I want to go out and find some poetry. Because every city I go in, I always make sure I you know where to go to see poetry, connect, network with different poets inside of different cities or whatever. Whatever. I just love being a part of a community. This is probably one of the best ones, though.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly that's exactly what I've pointed out to most places, because I've been certain places. I haven't been all over the world, but in the most places that I have been, when it comes to actual communities, Texas poetry scene is by far the best that I've been in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, vibe. New Orleans has a nice one as well.
Vibe it's such a good vibe.
It's such a good vibe. You get to meet people like this. Like there's not all the time. And then people that are actually willing to continue engagement, because other places, they don't do that. LA does not do that. Like I've met a few people out in LA and it's like, what y'all doing? It's like, God, nigga, we working. And so you could never continue to have a friendship with a person that's never available. Or like, I gotta shoot this and I'm gonna be here. And it's like they always busy because life is expensive.
And so now we busy together. Shout out PNL.
Boom. Come on now.
Poets now loading.
Poets now loading. Yeah, I need to get NC Lira on here pretty soon too as well.
For sure.
Because he is a man that is, I'm very
intellectual.
Yes. It is the things that he is doing for the poetry community themselves. Like,
Ben.
Oh, it is amazing because before I started doing poetry, before I did poetry, comedy is what got me into poetry, just because I wasn't able to go, especially out here, I wasn't able to go do the comedy like I wanted to.
A straight comedy show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, all right, where can I, what other realms can I get into to where I can at least be on stage? I just needed to be on stage. I need to be in front of Mike doing something. And so, like, when it came to actual my comedy poetry, like, that's what got me seen in front of other audiences. I was like, oh, you know, since my rapping phase, my rapping days, I was just like, you know, I'll be writing. I can get up here and
it's
spit
so
something.
Hard,
you know, I try.
To say goodbye.
But yeah, once you let it go, it's like, where's another outlet that I can come in and give this hot fire? And it's not hot fire, but it's good enough to.
You think it's not hot fire?
In the beginning, it was not. It was not. It didn't, because it didn't just, like, I think now I'm just going to stick to completely comedic poetry, which is, I have other things that I would like to get out there as well. But when it comes to having my own,
I really love
on
eyebrows.
Thank you. Thanks.
Like, I find myself randomly using this shit with my friends.
I'm glad there's something that everybody can resonate with. I'm like, where is she going now? Where did she think she
was
going?
Baby, fancy.
And like when that first came about, like that, I was in a place to where I was like, this is poetry, but I also, the reason I'm doing this is because this came from a comedy show.
Yeah.
So let me see how this works here. And when it comes to black people in New Orleans, they don't want to hear you talk about the eyebrows. And oh boy, like you had people falling out their seats. It was a good time. It was a good time when this
That's
first
lovely.
Came about. Oh, it's yeah. So I realized that I had something there. So I'm like, okay, let's hop into this poetry scene in certain places and see what this does. And you know, the communities is.
Where's the first place you went?
There's a friend that I have in New Orleans named John LaCarbia, and he's had three palms on Tulane down in New Orleans, Tulane Avenue. He had a poetry mic, and that was the first place that I started doing my actual poetry at. And then, like, I have another friend. Her name is Icon the Artist. She is a dope poet.
Period. Icon.
Shout out. Yes.
Shout out, Icon.
She is a dope poet. And, like, she's also, I've met her at different shows and whatnot. And she's also put on shows. I had a friend of mine that put on a show that she was at. And that's the first time that eyebrows came about. And she was the first person that actually gave me recognition and like, nigga, that shit there, keep that up. And I was like, oh, you're talking to me, you know, because I don't do well with big crowds. just because me being a smaller man, I get overwhelming. You know, too many elbows, too many people that
I'm
don't
overwhelming
see
for them.
That's good. That's good. See, I don't have that. I don't have that type of personality to where it's too much for me for them. So I'm glad you come up with the personality to where it's like, I know you see me here. And it's like, yes, we do.
I will look
you
too, baby. We do. I get it. You. The girls who get it.
Yeah. But see, me myself, until they see me now, when I get off stage, I prefer to lurk in the corner, just cause like that's where I'm comfortable at, because I understand that nobody knows me when I come to a new place until I present myself. It feels as if I have to present myself first before I can go ahead and be comfortable, because I'm not just a ordinary average dude, and I've known that going to a public school, coming from a Christian academy. You know, they're like, why you talk like that? You know, being in New Orleans, you immediately get found out if you don't talk like everybody else or dress like everybody else. You know, I didn't get to have the Dickies with the cell phone pockets. I had Dockers with the stain resistance. You know,
come on, Dickies.
I didn't get ketchup on my pants.
In Jacksonville, it's a thing.
Yeah, you had to have the Dickies.
And yeah, if you didn't, they got all type of sets. Like,
See? I didn't know that.
With them little glasses. Well, you wear real glasses because you real life can't see. But, like, with the little Cool J glasses. Yeah. They feel like they that guy there. And them Dickies with the goals.
I know about you.
Shout out Duval.
Shout out to Duval. I definitely didn't have the luxury to be fashionable at school. You know, I had the luxury to be like, oh, you're going to get talked about when you first come to this school. Like, I didn't.
I used to be like that.
Yeah.
Until I bossed up.
What did it take for you to boss up? Please teach me, Tweet.
ain't nobody gonna pour into you the way you could pour into you.
Yeah.
So you might as well. I'm obsessed with myself.
Yes. Yeah, I feel that.
I am obsessed with myself.
That's what's like, up. I mean, I haven't obsessed with myself until my later days. My college days is when that kicked in.
That's when it happened. When it happened. Like, it was cool. I was really much inside of the cut. Like, I had like one friend, and I always be with her, and everybody will know me, or I know everybody.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't like females. I thought they was very aggravating and shit.
Yeah.
As a jit, and my brothers, I was always with my brothers. So
explain jit to me, cause you just do that. Yeah.
Well, jit can mean many things.
Yeah, I love it. Come on, let me hear it. Cause like I know what it is now, but back then, like, ain't nobody told me. It is, hey man, go ahead, holla that little jit right there. And I'm like, man, what the fuck did you just say?
That's crazy. Now, who says that? Yeah, go holla at that jit. Why y'all use it like that?
I don't know the terminology, and so this is just how I interpreted it in my head. So that's why I'm saying you explain it to me, because I ain't never heard jit before ever.
Look,
until I got a friend from, he used to sell coke. He used to sell crack down in Florida. And so he's from.
Sound about right.
Yeah.
So, I love my city.
I love it. So I had to ask him. I was like, man, what the hell did you just say? He was like, jit. You know, like, since he young, man, he's a jit.
I'm yeah,
like,
younger person.
I was like, how the fuck do you spell that?
J-I-T.
J-I-T? No H? Just J-I?
Where you get an H from?
I just assumed that it would be J-H-I-T. Don't mind me, though. This is me because I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm trying to go ahead and add extra letters to their vernacular. My bad.
But yes, it's a younger person.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like little nigga, my little nigga.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes it can be an insult, you know?
Oh,
so
okay, because down in New Orleans we have Wody, which I don't Wody. Know. Well, yeah, I don't know if Wody. That's a thing anymore.
What up, Wody?
Okay,
Wody.
I'm out here with my Wodies.
I'm silly.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Cause, you know, this is what this is about: different cultures, different ways of being. You know, living and such. Yeah, I get to learn about jits today.
Jits.
Like, jit, no S. You can't ever put an
jits.
S on it.
Jit.
So I couldn't. How do you pluralize jit?
You know how you say get?
Yeah.
But with a J?
Oh,
jit.
Jit.
Yeah.
Did I not say it right?
don't know what you were saying.
I put an S on it. What Yikes. Is the plural of jit? Is it just jit? Is jit like deer? To where if you got more than one deer, it's still deer? Can you put an S on jit?
Yes.
Okay. So,
but not the way you use it. I don't know what's happening. It's
high school all over again, god damn it.
I'm also a teacher, so it's just like, come on, let's sound it out.
What do you teach?
I teach special education resource.
Oh, okay. How long you been doing that for?
It's only been like a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a...
It's different than like teaching and having like 32 students. Cause it'd be like that sometimes. Or like 28, 22.
Yeah.
No, it's different than that.
I taught 8 kids from the ages of 7 to 11 for a week. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this no more. This is it for this. I taught them science. I work for Mad Science. In Houston, like down
that's
here,
cool.
It's cool until you gotta have them deal with chemicals and shit.
Yeah,
teaching them science experience. It was I said we. It was just me. They didn't they didn't give me nobody to be shadowed under or nothing like that. They was like, learn how to make a volcano and then go teach these kids. And I was like, oh, what? I got a summer camp to teach science, and you know they love me. We made paper planes after that, but. I just say you've been 3 months you've been doing it for? Is that what you just said?
Mm-mm.
No? Less than that?
When did I start? October?
Oh. Oh, okay. What is that on fingers?
Like five.
Five. Okay. Because my math is terrible. You see, that wasn't my major.
Tell me about it. My degree is in psychology.
I got to work with numbers all day, and I still use my fingers. I'm like, shit. Working with fractions. You know what I don't need to use? Algebra.
I hate fractions. Oh, my gosh.
Fractions are terrible.
It's the worst thing to teach.
Oh, I fucking hate a fraction. Why would you put fractions on anything? Man, you better round that shit off to the nearest whole. Like, I don't want new parts of these fractions. You know what?
Then it'd be different denominators.
I definitely don't have to use variables. That's the thing that we was taught, like algebra and shit. I ain't never used algebra since I got out of school. And you know what? Also, I found out about schooling. People don't write in cursive no more.
They don't. They don't even have like the little strips with the cursive writing around the wall. That's how I learned it. They don't have that.
That's upsetting.
Ain't it? It's like justice.
Calligraphy is gone for students nowadays. Huh. Yeah, but life is still interesting. So I probably did ask, but we've been all over the place today, which is amazing.
So fun.
That has been a good time. Like we've been doing this for quite some time too. But
really?
Yeah, like 30 minutes. We've been at this for like 30 minutes. It's the time just flies whenever you're doing something like this. It's like, damn, I've been here for this long? Yeah.
Also, I just be vibing so hard. I don't even be realizing like what's happening around.
That's good though.
Not to the point where I don't know where danger is happening around. Let's clear that up.
I like that because that was the next thing I was going to ask. I was like, you are aware of your surroundings, though, right? You know,
I'm just in my own little bubble.
Yeah,
it's a vibe.
Yeah, I walked in the woods yesterday, and my head was on a swivel. They got nature trails out here in. You know, me and the wife was out walking with the baby, and I was like, I gotta be on guard. I was Rambo, basically.
On guard.
In front. Yeah. I had me and my knife on the side pocket. And my Boy Scout skills. In there. I was very vigilant. It just because I'm like, I don't need no fucking pigs trying to eat us. And our parents don't know we out here today.
Right.
And this baby can't save nobody right now. So it's just like, all right, make sure, you know. But it was a good time. You got to watch out in Texas because you don't know. They got certain people that be like, hey, man, put your head in this rope real quick. And it's like, oh, no, we all right. You got to be careful where you at. Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah, especially around Black History Month. You know, people are getting spiteful around this time.
Bold.
Because we got 28 days tied in.
How
dare we?
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness. Like, what? 28 days? They don't need that many.
Really
like,
is all year every year.
Well, I ain't gotta be all that, so yeah. But what? since you've been writing since you in fourth grade.
Yeah.
You've mentioned that this is what you write about. Where do you like to write at?
Lately, it's been my car.
Yeah, we got another car person. Yes.
But that's honestly, like 2 for 2 today. I'm more of a nature person.
And
it's not a lot of nature in Houston. So it's like you really got to go out and find it.
Is there more nature in Florida?
Yeah. I like ponds. I like
nature like
taking my blanket and my incense and you feel me? Yeah. Having a little vibe outside. I will go every morning or every day. I'll write there. But lately it's just been my car.
Yeah.
Or it's been my car.
Are you a person that needs to listen to music or anything like that? Or do you prefer silence?
I don't think I really have a preference. Like, if music on, then that's cool. I love instrumentals. I like just listening to random-ass instrumentals and letting whatever flow.
Do you have a folder for just instrumentals, or you just play whatever is basically on YouTube?
On YouTube, but I would love to have a folder for instrumentals.
Yeah, okay.
I really got to give y'all some more music. Telling you. I'm working on it, I promise.
Not saying that I'm demanding you to do that, but like when I was watching you, I was like, oh, she got some pretty dope instrumentals. Like, I wonder if she got a folder for them. Where you pulling these from? You just letting the algorithm pick for you? You doing that? Because the algorithm knows you. If that's what it is, you must have been doing it often.
It's a vibe all the time. I love that for me.
That's what's up. Because when you are writing, when you are listening or doing your thing to writing, how do you know when your poem is done?
Honestly, the poem gonna be done whenever I'm really done with it. Sometimes just to write, you feel me? I write anything. I don't care if it's like one little stanza, like whatever I'm thinking at the time.
Yeah.
But know when to end, when it ain't nothing left to say. I done said it all.
So do you go back and revise your poems as you're writing?
Started doing that. I've been getting a little rawer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How does that feel? Like when you get into, because like I have a problem with that. Not saying that it's a bad problem. I just like whenever I feel as if something's done, I have been really going back into it and actually like writing a whole nother piece similar to what I just wrote.
I'm learning to break down different things from poems and creating a poem off the breakdown.
Oh. Like a remix of a sort. Huh? No? Not
sure.
Okay. 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 Making sure I'm saying the correct terminology. Right? A remix? Yeah, no, it's not a remix, nigga, but all right. That's the route you want to take. Okay. I guess it's working. Yeah, I've been taking certain poems and been like, this is good, but it's not good enough.
Right.
And so I go back into it and I wind up not rewriting it because it's hard for me to throw anything away. Mm-hmm. Like I'm one of those hoarders when it comes to, I'm a hoarder of my own art. To when it comes to like certain things, even though I completed it and it's not up to par, I still can't throw it away, you know, because I'm like, it's still something that I've done. Like, I put time into it. Like, why would I just toss it aside, you know?
I think I'm just used to that because I told you I had a diary / journal / goddamn poetry book at the same time. So, I'm kind of, like, used to that.
Really? What? Yeah. So, do you throw your journals away?
No.
So, like, how are you used to just having them? Oh, you used to.
I'm not throwing nothing away. It's
I feel that. Okay.
Whatever I wrote, because sometimes that shit be rough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was young, or I was the older me. But now it's like different. I can see it in a different way. So now I want to write more on it because.
Ooh. How do you feel when you go back and read older stuff? Like, how does that make you feel?
I'd be like, wow.
Like, yeah, because, I mean, you've been writing since you was, like, little. Mm-hmm. So, to go back and look at your mental space back then.
Child. Piss me off. I'm gonna write a poem. Yeah. I will write a fucking poem. That's for sure. I'm gonna write this poem. I'm gonna leave it on the paper, and then I'm over this shit.
I'm gonna give you all of this, like the Black Taylor Swift over here. It's like, oh, you gonna get these words, then, nigga? Fuck over me. I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna talk about you on stage when I get up there. Hell yeah. I definitely have those feelings where something hits me, and I definitely need to just jot it down on some type of paper, because this is the only thing that is going to help me from not blowing up on this person, is being able to write this down. So is it more relationship problems that you like to write about, or like what is the realm that you like to stay in the most?
Words of affirmation.
Oh, okay.
I like talking a little shit.
Yeah. I feel that.
I mean, sometimes I'm not really like a love. I'm not really like a love poem type of girl.
Okay.
I got them. I got a diversity of shit.
Right.
But it's not something that I'm like always writing about. If anything, it might be heartbreak. And that heartbreak caused me to... I ain't had one of those in a little minute either. So.
Oh, okay. Because I remember dealing with heartbreak the first time when I was in college. And, like, it was real heartbreak. Not like, oh, I'm going off to college, so I ain't going to see you no more type of heartbreak. It's heartbreak like, yeah, nigga, I slept with your old lady. And it's like, oh, shit. What? Type of heartbreak that made my face hot and my cheeks itchy. Like, I didn't care for that at all. Like, you deal with this often? Not saying that it's a good thing, or saying that you've dealt with a lot of heartbreak, but like, how do you deal with heartbreak? Because I knew at that time I couldn't see shit.
How do I deal with heartbreak? I be hurt.
Yeah, it's very hurtful.
I'm a Pisces.
Yeah.
I cry about it.
Ah. I need to do more of that.
I finish crying the next day. I get dressed. I slay another day.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm over it. Because really, like, I'm her.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because
I'm really her.
I haven't been able to. Like, there's certain things that is just like, it weighs on me for more than just a day. Like, there was certain things that I couldn't get over.
Like, I still was hurt, but I was going to be a boss about it. Yeah. You know?
I just, in my mind, I was like, you gotta be a man, don't be poo-poo. And I was like, okay, I can't dwell on this pain right here. I have to actually, you know, be strong and not let my friends know that, you know, I'm in a bad place right now.
The stupidest thinking.
Very dumb. Very dumb. Like, I know this now. But at that time, I was just like, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Should I fight?
I'm going up bubble real quick.
Yeah, I like my bubble, though.
It's lit in there.
Yeah.
It's lit.
I definitely prefer to be... Hence why I go in certain places and I find the darkest of corners to go stand
that
in.
That'd be me usually.
Yeah. I think that's a Pisces thing.
Especially at, like, places.
Though.
I like taking myself out and going to random places. Like, I'll be by myself just vibing.
Yeah.
And I end up making some friends every time because, I don't know, gravitational pulls.
Yeah, we definitely have that energy. You definitely have that energy to where it seems like somebody's gonna talk to you regardless. Like,
I'm not asking them to talk to me though. I would like for them not to.
I'd be the same way.
But if you cool, then okay.
I'd be the same way. I'm like, I don't.
I'm just over here in my little bubble, please.
You see me? I'm trying to be on my lonesome. That's why this corner's so dark. Like, what do you want? Oh, the energy
I'm
is attractive.
I'm complimenting the girls. Like...
I don't know how to.
You look pretty.
I don't know how to talk to somebody without, especially if they give me a compliment. I don't know how to go about without not having to give them a compliment. I don't know how to just take the compliments. Like, I have started to realize that more, to where I need to learn how to take.
It has
a compliment.
To be a balance.
Yes.
It can't just be that.
Yeah.
You got to have a.
I have trouble with that.
A balance.
How do you take compliments?
How do I take compliments?
Yeah. Like,
I'm
what
pretty
is your
humble.
Process?
I just say thank you.
Yeah, I see. I can't just say thank you and then move on. It's just like, oh, no, but, you know, you got good kneecaps or something like that. I always have to go ahead and one up the compliment that I give.
Me too sometimes. So that's what I mean, balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have trouble with that. And I'm definitely going to work on that more now in life to say that I'm pushing 40 and I probably should have been worked on this. But, you know, I don't.
Hey, you never stop learning. It don't matter if you're 98 years old, you're still going to be learning. It's still more to learn after that. And then it's something to learn after you learn.
Right.
So.
Right. So how was sobriety for you?
I had to really sit in a lot of emotions.
Yeah, can't drown so out ugly. These emotions with the...
So ugly. I had to just deal with my problems. And until I, once again, cried.
Hey, get it out of there. Them tears got them energy flows, man. Let that negativity out through them tear ducts.
Wrote about it.
Yeah.
And what about my dad? It be really sparing y'all. I'm telling you. It's not a joke. It's not a game.
I definitely... That is one of the things that I haven't done much of it, but I do realize that a good cry will just kind of reset a lot of things.
It ain't nothing wrong with it. Now, no. I might be a little too emotional, you feel me, sometimes, but I be trying to vibe. That's why I've been working on myself.
Yeah.
Okay? I've been really trying to work on myself. You can ask my friends. Yeah. They will tell you.
Oh, Tweet's been working on herself?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I have. This is the journey I've been on.
Yes. Is that the reason for the sobriety, or you just, that was just,
no, I just,
that was just part of it?
I just, well, actually, somebody asked me to do it with them.
What?
And then they never did it.
Oh, see,
and then
don't
I was
that?
Just like, I'm complete what I start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was cool. Like, I had seen my emotions, like I said. I had to, like, just enjoy life, like, regularly,
did
which is no problem.
Day?
I do that on the daily. I be lit. I tell you, it's lit in this bubble, okay?
It's a fun bubble. It seems like your bubble has a nice colorful sheen on the outside.
Yeah.
It's like, don't pop my bubble. Don't pop my bubble. Let me. Yeah. I definitely enjoy my bubble time. Like, yeah. But I've also, what I haven't been enjoying is this demanding sobriety that I had to be on. Just because I'm definitely ready to get back to it, some type of substance.
You're focused.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, and that's the great part about it. Like, your focus, like, you doing what you gotta do.
Focus
so you
on
can
not going
get to
back
where you're
to
trying
jail.
To go.
That's
exactly. That's important.
True.
That's big.
It's terrible that it had to be like this, but I wouldn't have went this long of a stint if I did have to be sobriety. Like I told you, sober October. That's 1 month, and that is it.
You know. I mean, honestly, I'm always randomly just doing it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm in control of it. It's not in control of me.
I feel that. But
so, I just be vibing.
I also don't want to feel it. I control it, and I do what I want with it. So,
no,
that's when I like to take
it.
So, my way of controlling it is actually taking it and making it useful to me. Making it need to do what I need it to do. So, like, especially, like, when it comes to writing or something like that, whenever I drink, that's totally different. Like, I have to regulate that just because, like, if even when I come off this sobriety thing, I probably won't drink as much just because I feel a lot better.
I don't care to drink.
Yeah, I realize
I
that
I get
now.
A little drink.
Yeah.
But I'll be
one
cool.
One or two is fine. But, like, the way I used to be, because New Orleans is a drinking city. To where it's just like everywhere you can drink in the streets, so everywhere you go, like you know, I'm on the baby legs, and I'm like, I don't like I'm too small to be out here not knowing my whereabouts.
Oh,
about
my lamb.
Yeah, nah. So I'm definitely gonna put that to the side, but you know, a good blunt from every now and then to be able to go ahead and break down the words that I'm trying to comprehend on this page.
Oh, shit.
It's definitely what I need. I would like to get back to that realm of things. Like writing sober.
It really sounded like a poem, honestly.
I did.
You just keep the bars coming.
I'll try.
Doom. Doom.
Hitting the tom-toms over here for me. Like, I definitely need some type of, I would like a substance, just a Kickstarter or, you know,
lavender.
Some type of a beef up for me. Basically, which is
lavender.
Like, what does lavender do?
I don't know.
Like burning it or lavender tea. Like what? Like what form of lavender?
Like burning it.
Oh, I've never Like, all right, I've been around lavender candies and shit.
That's my favorite color, by the way.
Purple? It's lavender.
Lavender.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a new one for me. I've never heard anybody say that lavender is their favorite color. But I get that. So I've, like, do they have lavender incense? They do have lavender incense. I don't mind lavender smell. You know what? I'm thinking of the violet candies when I think of lavender.
It's a lot of different types of herbs that, you know, like, you won't be, like, overly influenced, but, like, it's, I don't know, all of them have different effects on you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, won't show up on the drug test.
I haven't tried all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, see, that's good. See, I need to know more about herbs. You know, she says the H. That's fun. Not everybody says the H.
The H?
Yeah.
In herbs?
In herbs.
Oh, yeah. Herbs. Yeah. What y'all say? Herbs?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's all age. It's different for everybody. Not everybody's the same, but you know, that's just the peaches and herbs.
I was listening to a poem that I did last night, and I had said scars, but like if you listen to it on the video, my country ass, it sounded like, I'm like, wait. I know what I thought like? That I said, scars.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I thought I said it right, you know, but I mean, I did, but just got to understand the real girl.
Do you feel as if you have an accent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do. Okay. Because usually everybody, when I go sometimes. Different places, people from, me being from New Orleans, people like, man, you definitely got an accent. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't hear anything. But when I go other places, especially
when I go home.
Especially if I go home or I listen to my nephew and I'm like, oh my God, it's you bad. Sound like a nigga.
It's God, so bad. Oh my lamb. Damn. It's so bad. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Is this what I sound like when I go other places? Depending on what vernacular comes out when I talk, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. So, yeah, I definitely, yeah, it's something that I'm more cognizant of now than I was back then. And it's fun. And, you know, people love people from New Orleans or just down south in general. People from down south are loved up north. So, or the west. You know, every time I go out someplace, when I lived in California, it's like, oh, I love people from New Orleans. I would always like to visit. They ain't got fucking shows and chicken places that pop up now. Oh, Louisiana fried style chicken. It's like, bitch, all right, whatever. It's just fried chicken.
It's just fried chicken.
Don't put Louisiana on it just so you can sell it. The hell? Ain't no Popeyes. Popeyes is different out here, though.
Why? How?
The seasoning.
Mm.
It ain't as seasoned when you, like, I don't know what it is.
It's the season it's going to get.
Yeah, apparently. I'm like, what is,
you want it to be spicy?
So different? No, you can get, because you can get the spice. It just, I don't know. It just, there's something that is just slightly off when it comes to getting you a three-piece tenders in New Orleans compared to a three-piece tenders out here in Texas.
You know what's off?
What?
The prices. Shit.
I've never judged the prices. But the prices be high
is ridiculous.
Fuck.
Like, what fudge case is going on now? Like, this is getting ridiculous.
Okay. Ooh, shit. We've been on here for a minute. Okay, Tweet. Now, this is your first time being here. And so I always like to play a game of choices. Mr. Composition was on there for a second. He knew about this game of choices. Mm. I don't know where he's at because I don't know how to work these live things. But we have people watching us. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's
We play a game of choices where you got four choices and four options, all right?
Mm.
Now, your options are you got to be one, you got to raise one, you got to sell one, you can have relations with the other one. And your choices are mermaid, Mogwai.
What?
Okay, good. I was waiting for you to do that. Mogwai, you ever seen Gremlins? The movie Gremlins?
Is that a scary movie?
You don't like scary movies?
I don't watch scary movies.
Okay, it's a comedy horror.
Oh, wowzer.
All right. What did you say? Wowzer.
Wow.
Let me show you what a Mogwai is. Now, it's adorable.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Everything is adorable today.
Yeah. That's a Mogwai.
Oh, wowzer. Wow. No, I've never seen that.
Velma over here with the jinkies.
Whatever. Yeah. I've never.
So this is a Mogwai, but a Mogwai turns into a gremlin when it gets wet.
Kodak and, Black?
Okay. Because Kodak is from Florida as well, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not Kodak Black. That right there. That's
oh, my lamb. Yeah. That boy.
That's what it turned
I'm
into.
I'm not going to turn up. I really want to turn up. So, but I'm not going to do it.
So, mermaid, Mogwai, a Mexican, and a manatee. Be one of them, raise one of them, sell one of them, have relations with the other one.
Have relations?
Yeah.
What's that?
To fuck it, basically.
Yikes.
Exactly. That's why I say relations, just because it
tones it down. A mermaid.
Or do you a
manatee.
Yeah.
That's what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
You know about manatees, right? Yeah. Y'all got a lot of them out in Florida. Okay? Right. Okay. They gave you like, nigga, what? In the mangroves, the Everglades, the Florida Everglades, there's a bunch of them out there.
We're not hanging out over them. They got alligators. Like, what? So straight. So straight. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so.
Stop being silly, man. Let's be serious.
Okay. You gotta be one. My cheeks hurt. All right. Be one of them, raise one of them, sell one of them, relationship with the other one, marry, have sex, love, fall in love, whatever. Any type of relationship. Cousin, some shit like that.
Cousin. Okay.
Yeah.
So a mermaid, a manatee,
a Mogwai, and a Mexican.
A Mogwai.
Yeah.
Mogwai.
Yeah.
And a Mexican.
Yeah.
You said shoot one of them?
No.
What? Come on. Sorry.
You got to be one. You got to raise one. You got to sell one. And then relations with the other one. You got to shoot one of them?
I would be a mermaid.
Okay. All right. Pisces, we in that water. Mexican, manatee, mermaid. Mexican, Mogwai, mermaid.
Raise. What was the other one?
Mogwai, Mexican, or manatee.
No, I know the choice.
Oh, raise one, sell one, and the relationship with the other one. You're going to be a mermaid. You're going to raise what? What you raising?
It's so disrespectful.
That's how it happens, though. Depending on which one you choose, it's like, oh, this is going to be fucked up. So,
no, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay. There's a lot of them in here today. It's a lot
I'm
of kids
not gonna
together.
Do it again.
She's going to sell a Mexican? Is that what she's going to do?
Don't tell them. Okay. Then they gonna be like poetic tweet. She just wow. Okay, so I would raise a Mexican.
Okay,
I would sell that Mogwai.
Okay,
I would sell that Mogwai.
That's good.
It might be. It might go hard on the market.
Definitely will.
And Mexican.
You're going to be the mermaid, you're going to sell the Mogwai, you're going to raise the Mexican, and you're going to have relations with the manatee?
That's the thing. You thought that it was a manatee, but really it was Zeus. So I guess that's what we're going with.
Oh, that's so good. Oh shit!
A kiss from me and he becomes a Zeus.
Yeah, hey, I love it. This is your fantasy when it comes to that. That's how
it
works.
Oh my lamb!
Especially if you're gonna be a mermaid.
And, period. You
know, Halle Bailey was a mermaid, so
yeah,
yeah.
Raw. I was just looking at her today. See?
Yeah. See how? That,
see? Wowzer! Yes, a little obsessed. Just a little. Don't tell nobody.
This wowzer is killer. Okay, Shaggy. Okay, goodness gracious. This has been This has been a grand old time. My fucking face hurts.
We had a ball.
Yeah, we had a good time. I'm fine. I'm glad you made it. You made
guys.
It here.
I made it. But, in the rain and everything. But, my lamb, this is a lot
when you
for
came
me.
Over?
Yes.
Shit. Oh, for real, because you only been driving for 3 years. And Texas is not the place to start.
I'm just like, man, I just want to get there. Goddamn. Sorry, my
okay.
Bad.
Okay.
If you stop playing, then I'll
stop. Sorry, I'm sorry. It's so fun, though. This is so good. I wasn't prepared for this. I didn't know how this was going to go. We never know how it's going. I never know how it's going to go, but this has been the most I've laughed in a while.
Awesome.
And that feels good. Ah, shit.
I won't charge you for this one. For my
damn.
Jokes, you feel me? You'll get these jokes on the house just for
on
you.
On the house, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. As we put them all live and they're getting for free anyway.
Crazy.
You ain't charging none of them niggas.
It's crazy.
Oh, shit. All right. Let everybody know where they can find you at, Tweet.
Oh, y'all can follow me at poetic_tweet. Link in my bio. Music on all platforms. Duval Blues. Poetic Tweet. Fuck with me. New music coming soon. And, yeah. If y'all want to book me, go to my page. Or an email me. I'm an email girl.
Come on. You got albums out.
That's, I ain't gonna say I got albums. I got a single.
Okay. That's
the rest
fine.
Of them is just chilling on my phone. I gotta it ain't no see hoarding like we were talking about earlier.
Right. Hell
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just drop it.
It's just that it always comes to the end where you find out more information. It's like, well anyway, y'all won't get this and I will, man. Until next time, this has been Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline to Chasing the Dream. I've been your host, Maniacal Menace Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. And until next time, keep dreaming, chokers.